September 21, 1931, how the divine will forms the day in the act of the creature, and how, by doing her will, she forms the ways out, the doleful steps, the night of vigils. I was continuing my acts in the divine volition, and I prayed my highest good, Jesus, to make the sun of the divine will rise in each of my acts, so that I might give him, in each of my acts, the love, the homage, the glory as if I were forming for him, in each act of mine, a day of divine light, of love, of profound adoration, communicated to me, into my act, by his own will. Oh, how I would like to say, in each of my acts, whether big or small, I make a day for Jesus, to love him more. But while I was thinking of this, my beloved Jesus, repeating his usual little visit to my soul, told me, my daughter, my divine will is the true day for the creature. But in order to form this day it wants to be called in her act, because, as it is called, so it encloses itself in the act, to make its divine day arise. It has the virtue of changing the act, the word, the step, the joys and the pains into most splendid and enchanting days. So, my divine will is waiting, as the creature rises from her nocturnal rest, to be called in order to form its day of action in her. And since it is most pure light, it does not adapt itself to working in the dark act of the human will, but with its light it changes the act into daylight, and forms in it its splendid day filled with heroic and divine actions, with such order and beauty, worthy only of its vivifying and operative virtue. It can be said that it is waiting behind the doors of the act of the creature, just like the sun behind the windows of the rooms, such that, even though outside there is much light, the rooms are in the dark because the doors have not yet been opened to it. The same for my divine will, even though it is light that fills everything, the human act is always dark if my will is not called to rise in it. Therefore, call it to rise in each of your acts if you want it to form in you its beautiful day, and I may find in you, and in each of your acts, my days of love that surround me with joy and with delights, that will make me repeat, my delight is to be with the children of my divine will. I will spend my days happy in you, not in the unhappy night of your human will, but in the full dwelling of my light and of the perennial peace of my celestial fatherland. Ah! Yes, I will repeat, I am happy in this creature. I hear in her the echo of my day spent down here on earth, and the echo of my day that I do in my prison in the sacrament of love, all packed with my divine will. So, if you want to render me happy, let me find in you the operating virtue of my divine will, that knows how to form for me my beautiful days of most refulgent light, all strewn with ineffable joys and with celestial happiness. More so, since the creature, even from the beginning of her creation, was placed by God in the happy and peaceful day of our divine will. Inside and outside of her, everything was light even more, full midday. Inside her heart, before her eyes, above her head, and even under her steps, she could see and feel the palpitating life of my holy volition, that, while it kept her immersed in the fullness of light and of happiness, it closed for her all the ways and the steps of human unhappinesses. And the creature, by doing her human will, formed for herself the outlets, the unhappy ways, the doleful steps, the thick darknesses, in which she herself formed her own unhappiness, the tortures, the pain, the oppressing night not of rest, but of vigils of passions, of agitations and of torments. And this, in my very divine will. And this, because, since the creature was made only by it, and to live of it and in it, there is no place for her, either on earth or in heaven, or even in hell, outside of my divine fiat. So, one who tries to live in my divine will closes these outlets. Each of her acts in it suppresses the unhappy ways that she has formed, makes the doleful steps disappear, suffocates the night, makes rest arise and puts an end to all her evils. Rather, my own divine will, as it sees that she wants to live in it, caresses her, puts her in feast, and helps her to suppress the outlets. It closes the doors to her evils, because we neither want, nor do we love for the creature to be unhappy. It dishonors us and forms her sorrow and ours. Therefore, we want to see her happy and of our own happiness. Oh! How painful it is for our paternal heart to possess immense riches, infinite joys, and to see our children in our own house, that is, in our own will, poor, starving and unhappy. Fiat.